Paddy Horgan, a fine victory over a tough Bohemian side. Fair to say you probably would have been happy with a point beforehand, so I take it you're very pleased to get all three.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We've struggled against Boas. This year, the Bettis come through 2-0 up in Dalemount. Before the game, if it said to me, you'd get a 2-all draw, you'd have taken it, and that's very, very nearly the way it turned out. But thankfully, we held on to Chris just about, by the skin of their teeth, but better that than not hanging on.
You started well, a couple of chances, three chances maybe in the first 5 minutes. They got a goal with having not done an awful lot, which obviously was a setback, but you responded quickly and that was important.
Yeah, we did. We started well and we probably shaded the game. But when you have the quality of Keith Ward and Denny Corkin in the team, if you switch off at all, and that's what happened, is we switched off. Gareth Harkin got caught in the ball, and I think Keith Ward dinked it over Packy Maley, and Corkin is a brilliant finisher. He always has been and probably always will be for a number of years to come. I think the key to it was that we got back into it early. The longer it had gone on, I think, it could have been a reverse of what happened in the last 20 minutes here. Boas could have sat back and hit you on the counter-attack, and we would be huffing and puffing, trying to break them down. So that the second goal of Eddie Strike was key. I thought it took a deflection, but he said it didn't. So you need a decent strike to beat the likes of Shane Supple, because I don't think we scored against him with Boas or Crumlin, because we played against him a number of times,
And then the goal would turned out to be the winner. Paddy McCourt involved, a good finish from Sean Houston. McCourt had come on for Danny Morrissey, and obviously with him getting injured before halftime, that must have been a big cause of concern.
Yeah, it was, and it will be. Jenny has pulled his hamstring again, and that has, curtailed him, not just this year, in other years. And, he'll be a last us, but please God, he can get back and maybe give us a lift towards the end of the season. But he'll be out for a fair number of weeks with his hamstring. That's probably the most disappointing part of tonight, that you'd lost maybe a key player. But funny then, when Paddy does come on for him, and he gets you a winner, because... probably only Paddy would have seen that pass, because I think everybody, including me, thought he was going to take a shot on target, and he dinked it into Sean. So, we'll take it, but we've a lot of battles ahead of us, Chris.
And then the final quarter, numerous talking points, tempers fraying. There were a couple of cards flashed. There could have been a lot more flashed.
Well, in all fairness, I think there was a moment of madness where the card was flashed to the wrong player, and all and sundry could see who the player was. But I've no problem with it. Thankfully, that Boas didn't get an equaliser. Had they had an equaliser, no. Look, we all can miss things, but for four officials to miss the identity of a player. But look, fair play to them, and fair play to the player involved. He had a laugh at it afterwards, and good luck to him. Just thankfully, from our point of view, I'm speaking about it mildly. Had they equalised, but look, we all make mistakes, but it was a hard one to actually fathom how all four of them missed the identity of the player.
In the end, you were hanging on a bit, yeah. And I think it was 5 or 6 minutes of stoppage time, but defensively the guys did well.
Yeah, but we were hanging on, Chris. It was back to the wall stuff for the last 20 minutes. Boas are excellent in those 20 minutes, and the quality they have, and the amount of throw-ins and three kicks and crosses that they put into the box. They'll probably be wondering how they didn't equalise. But we did that part of it quite well tonight. We haven't done it all that well this year compared to other years. And it was great to see that part of our game coming back, but we still need to improve to have any chance of staying in this, Chris.
One final question, between Europa League and Champions League related postponements, the FAI Cup. Again, the next few weeks, you're not going to get the week in, week out matches, perhaps on the days you'd like them, and that must be a source of frustration.
It is, yeah, but that's out of our control, Chris. We were delighted to get the Derry game for obviously financial reasons on Monday week. We obviously were disappointed for financial reasons not to get it, and we've no problem with Derry, the fact they're in Europe. I think last year, there was a lot of games, including St. Pat's at the start of the year, that were pulled. I've made the point before. At the end of the season, come November, everybody knows who's in Europe, and just play them against each other. I know three of them are in one competition and one in the Champions League, but at least play two of the three against each other on the particular weekend where the two are playing, and maybe free up. It's not a huge ask, but look, that's for the powers to be, not me. Like.